Georgia Gibbs and Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra are at the Armory. Let's go to town! This is Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard, and you joined us just in time for some A1 entertainment here in the Armory. Say, the folks have really turned out to hear our singing star of the month, Georgia Gibbs.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Eddie. But tell me, who's that fellow who keeps calling for, "Baby, won't you please come home?"
Shh, George, I'll tell you later.
He's some character.
Yeah, later, kid, later.
And everybody is waiting to hear from our band of the month, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra.
Eddie, my boys are ready for anything your boys want to hear.
No need to take a vote, Ralph. Everybody wants hot toddy.
Well, it's all warmed up and ready to serve. National Guard's really got a swell deal for veterans just out of the service. But what about older veterans with no remaining military obligation? What's in it for them?
Plenty, Ralph. Any veteran joining the National Guard has a big head start when it comes to promotions and chances of a commission. What's more, he'll be adding to his regular income at the rate of about 1/6 his base pay in the service, plus full pay for 2 weeks at camp every year. And remember this, he'll be serving in his own hometown unit with his friends and neighbors.
Well, I guess that answers my question, Eddie. It sure sounds like a good deal.
Well, now, that's not all, Ralph. He'll be adding to those retirement credits, too. And as far as branch of the service goes, infantry, artillery, anti-aircraft, just name it, and the Guard's got it. Yes, sir, this is a real opportunity for you veterans to cash in on your military know-how. So why not get all the facts from your local National Guard unit?
You gentlemen are real convincing, Eddie. But I still want to know about this character with the one-track mind who keeps calling for me to do, "Baby, won't you please come home?" Who is that guy?
This fine, upstanding, intelligent, intellectual music lover is my sergeant, Georgia.
Uh-oh. Then I guess I better sing it, huh?
I can only say that life will be a lot pleasanter for a lot of us in my outfit if you oblige the sergeant, please.
Thank you. I have tried in vain. Never more to call your name. 'Cause when you left, you broke my heart. 'Cause I never thought we'd part. Why, every hour in the day, you're gonna have me say, baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home? Mama needs daddy. Baby, won't you please come home?
That was great, Georgia. But there's just one thing.
What's that?
An encore.
Something special?
Well, now, a lot of the fellas in my outfit are veterans who saw Paris when they were overseas, and they'd like to hear you sing about it.
No sooner said than sung, Eddie. Here's I Love Paris.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year.
About the possibility of a surprise enemy air attack on this country. And believe me, it's a very real threat, too. But if you're a veteran under 55 years of age, you can do something about it. Yes, you can join an anti-aircraft unit of the National Guard. Right now, National Guard anti-aircraft units are beginning to man gun positions to help protect strategic targets throughout the country. They need your help and your experience. So if you're a veteran under 55 years of age, no matter what branch of the service you are in, you'll be welcome in your hometown's anti-aircraft unit. Your local National Guard unit will be glad to give you all the facts. Sounds like chow time, and Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra are providing the eats. Box lunch. Star of the month, her nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs.
As long as the door is open, Eddie, I'll find my way in. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
And there'll be plenty of room on our stage for the band of the month, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra.
We're always ready to play for an audience like this one, Eddie.
And this audience is always ready to hear you. We've got the stars for next week. We hope we'll have you folks, too. Meanwhile, this is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies in the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
Here is your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.